Welcome to the Nightly Advice Home Improvement Show. Live and local every Saturday morning from 6 to 7. Shane Campbell is taking your calls or texts at 512-836-0590.
And good morning. Welcome to the Nightly Advice Home Improvement Show. The voice of Austin's Home Improvement coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas. Or recorded live if you're listening to us on the podcast. As always, Brett's here with me this morning.
You betcha.
I'm Shane. We've got Sam in the booth taking your calls and keeping us on schedule, getting in and out of breaks and all that stuff. The show is brought to you by Green Knight Metal Roofing, Greater Austin's premier metal roofing contractor and our daytime job.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's the new year, thinking things might slow down a little bit, but putting together another record month, It is really amazing what's happening, in terms of metal roofing. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But, if you want to learn more about metal roofing or Green Knight, you can check us out at greenknight.com. That's GREENKNIGHT.com. And you can check out all things metal roofing, and learn a little bit more about what we're talking about today. We're taking your calls and text, 512-836-0590. If you have any questions, give us a call. We'll try to help you out. So last weekend was the home show.
Yes, it was. Decent turnout. There was a good amount of people there, definitely on Saturday. We had pretty good traffic of people coming through and came by our booth and said hello and got a lot of good information about metal roof. So overall, I'd say it's a pretty decent show.
Yeah, we had some listeners come by Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. We did.
Yeah. I missed them, but Bill was telling me about it. Sunday was, the one thing about the show, it was probably two-thirds the size it normally was.
Yeah, maybe that was because of COVID and all that. I think the it was at the Austin Convention Center, and you walk around and see all the booths, and usually they have the big main room open for the show. And yeah, I'd say it was probably about 60% the size it used to be. And I'm sure there'll be more, vendors down the road. But just with everything going on and being stage five in Austin at the time, probably impacted that a little bit.
Yeah. So one of the things, when I did my walking around on Sunday, do you remember that big outdoor garden display?
Yeah.
Kind of catty corner across from the booth. I'm going to have them come in.
Really?
Yeah. So they're going to come in. I think it's Jonathan is his name. Spoke with him. And he's one of their project managers. But going to have him come in and talk about it. Jeff has the garden show after us. And I'm not impeding on the garden show stuff. But this is more backyard landscaping, pergolas, fountains, that kind of stuff.
I'm sure there's a lot of good questions out there around that stuff.
Yeah, and it's something I'm really interested in. And as you recall, that display was pretty beautiful.
It was gorgeous. And I actually, just the other day, I walked up to my back door and looked out in the backyard and looked how pitiful it looked out there.
Why doesn't my backyard look like that?
Yeah, it definitely did not. I'm gonna resod, I think, maybe in the spring or whenever the best time to do all that stuff is. But
sodding is great. Coming into my neighborhood, they just built strip malls everywhere, but they did kind of the same thing. They built a little strip mall thing of private, little nursery or something, pre-K school, but they sprayed the grass
with that green stuff, and it grows or whatever, that Miracle-Gro stuff. My goodness.
Yeah. They've got some lush grass growing, and it was over some nasty dirt. I don't know how much it costs. I don't know any of that stuff.
You're going to look into it, aren't you?
Well, I've got a nice yard. I've got a pretty nice lawn. This is the nicest lawn I've ever had in my life. Like, the neighbor, and I love Ted. Ted's a great guy, but his son-in-law was parked on the swale.
Oh, yeah?
And I did not love that.
No.
So I went over there. I was like, And I'll tell you, Ted is a great guy. He pets the dog through the hole. Whenever I'm out, we're out talking. If I went out and, you know, told his son-in-law, like, man, I'm really trying to keep my grass.
Yeah.
Move.
Yeah. Property. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Move. So, but, you know, I digress. That's a, you know, that's a pretty great, you know, I don't know financially if it's a, you know, if it costs more or costs less. My guess is because builders are doing it, it costs less. But it works. Like, I'm watching, and it's growing right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see it on the side of the roads with all the construction that you see here in Central Texas and Austin. When they're finished with their construction, there's usually a truck that comes out and sprays all that stuff down for the, or they have, like, I think I've seen it also, like, in a kind of like the insulation roll roof, that the
yeah.
roll
yeah.
insulation,
roll sod.
But it's roll sod and it just rolls right out. And
yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. So I don't know a whole lot about it. Maybe
yeah,
listen
here.
Later, call Jeff and ask him, but, looks like you can spray that stuff out and have, I've seen it actually work. So, yeah, home show. That was a good time. It was a good
yeah.
time.
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing is we had a full team, so we were able to split everything up hour-wise, and so that way we weren't there for, you know, 12 straight hours. And you know,
yeah,
in those
like you and I, it was just you
man.
And me.
Yeah, I don't miss that. So
right.
That was kind of neat, and that was good, and I definitely hit my goal for the Home and Garden Show, and that was not to buy a hot tub, a jacuzzi, or a zero gravity massage chair.
I ended up buying. What did I buy? I bought the lint roller.
Okay.
For the dog.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that with the dog. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw that one.
So I bought that. $60.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
They didn't have the yellow brooms out there this year.
I did. I know. I know.
They were part of the 40% that didn't make it.
Yeah.
Is what it must have been.
Yep. So that's that was the home show last weekend. Guests we're going to have on, you know, here coming in the future, we're going to have Patrick from Eden Homes. Eden Homes is doing 3D printed homes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember you talking
yeah,
about
with
that.
The,
yeah,
with the food forest. They're going to come on. I'm going to have Jonathan come on, do the, Jonathan's going to come on to talk about backyard, you know, hardscaping and decorating, like fountains and all pergolas and all that
stuff.
I'm
going to put a list of questions together for him because that's going to impact me pretty close.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of my goals for this year, work on my backyard.
And I don't know if anybody's noticed, but it's a little chilly out.
Yeah, it was, let's see, I got in the truck and the thermostat in the truck read 24 degrees this morning. That's a little cold for country boy here in Central Texas.
Yeah, I looked and yeah, I looked on my phone this morning figuring out what I was going to wear because, you know, we always dress up coming in here in the mornings.
Yeah, you know me, I'm in a three-piece, you know, tuxedo when I come in here, right?
Right, right. No. So one of my dad's friends hit me up on Facebook, Bob, wanted me to remind everybody to disconnect your hoses.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So that, you know, when you have water in the hose, that water freezes, that freeze goes up inside the pipes.
Mm-hmm.
When water freezes, it expands, mm-hmm. breaks your pipes. So disconnect your garden hoses, folks.
Yep, I got my faucets covered.
Yeah, I don't even know that you need to cover it, but make sure you have it disconnected. We haven't lost power or anything yet.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's that. We're going to take our first break. You can check out Green Knight Metal Roofing at greennight.com. That's GREENKNIGHT.com. And again, we're taking your calls and texts at 512-836-0590. Be happy to hear from you, and we're going to talk about metal roofs for the rest of the show. Anyway, we'll be right back after the break.
And I say, whoa!
Welcome back to the Nightly Advice Home Improvement Show with Shane Campbell. Call or text your questions at 512-836-0590.
And we're back. He's Brett. I'm Shane. We're talking all things home improvement. Well, not all things today. Today we're going to talk about metal roofs. And we talked a little bit about other stuff.
Yeah.
But,
it's been a while since we talked about metal roofing and us being metal roofers. So
right, right.
Looking forward to actually contributing today.
Yeah. So, You know, first thing, and you know, I don't like to you know, talk about, and I say talk about, I don't like to crap on other companies.
I agree. I'm the same way. I don't think it's good business. It's not a good way to try to earn business by bad mouthing other companies. It's just everybody does things a little bit differently.
Right. But different also doesn't mean right.
No, you're right about that.
So we had somebody who worked for us last year. He wasn't really a good fit. He decided it was time to move on, and he's with another company now, and they're bringing on metal roofing as part of their thing from what he learned with us. And, you know, that's great because at the end of the day, we want metal roofs on every roof.
100%.
You know.
Yeah.
Truly 100%. We want every roof to have a metal roof. And, you know, he's, like I said, he's a good dude. You know,
and we wish him well.
Right.
We hope that everything works out with the work that he's doing. And if he's bringing metal to their industry, then, you know, we're happy for him from that aspect.
Sure. Yeah. But
are you going to be the best?
And not just that. It's one of the things that he was talking about that he puts this thing out on Facebook, and it might not have been him. It might have been the company owner that they just inked a deal with a metal company that's going to solve the supply chain issues.
Really?
Sure. and if you're doing one or two roofs a month, that may you may not have supply chain issues.
Mm-hmm.
But being, you know, we are the largest, you know, there are a couple of very large metal roof material distributors in the country.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being McElroy Metals. Sheffield is another.
Mm-hmm.
We are Sheffield's largest customer in Central Texas. Prior to that, we were McElroy's largest customer in Central Texas.
Pretty much whoever we do business with, we're the largest supplier, right?
We're
the largest customer to the supplier.
Which means we swing a pretty big hammer.
Yes, we do.
If we have supply chain issues, everybody has supply chain issues. Because the suppliers want to keep us happy. They want to keep us happy because they want to remain our supplier. We're a big portion of their business.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, be careful. And this isn't just metal roofing.
It's really across the board.
Right. But in because we're talking about metal roofs, nobody has solved the supply chain issue.
No.
You know, there are Texas-based manufacturers. Barrage is one of them, right down the street in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Seguin. Their plant is, but their headquarters is in San Antonio. They have supply chain issues.
Yeah.
Sheffield buys tons and tons and tons of metal from U.S. Steel. You know, they have plants in Denver and all over the country. They have supply chain issues. McElroy has supply chain issues. Everybody has supply chain issues.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. You know, and, you know, and roofing is one of those things that you need to have, right? You need to have a good roof.
Mm-hmm.
But with those supply chain issues, there's things you do in the meantime if there's an active leak.
Correct.
What's the purpose of the roof? To keep the stuff from the outside from getting in? You can do that temporarily until the stuff gets here.
Yeah.
But if somebody tells you, a local company that tells you that they have solved the supply chain issues, I would be very leery of working with somebody like that because they haven't. Because you can't. You know, You're nobody solving the global supply chain.
What can one little small company do to what's going on throughout our entire nation?
Right.
I mean, that's really the grand picture, you know, looking at it from a big picture, whatnot.
The other side to that is the demand for metal roofing has never been higher.
Ain't that the truth? Well, they're keeping us busy, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. I mean, every month has been the best month we've ever had for that month. December was the best December we've ever had. Mm-hmm. November was the best November we've ever had. January's turning out to be one of the best Januaries we've ever had.
Yeah, we still got a few more days left.
Yeah.
Got another week or so.
Yeah, so metal roofing is as popular as ever, and we're going to talk about why.
Yeah.
Why is metal roofing popular, Brett?
Well, for several reasons. One, the aesthetics. The actual design of metal roofing is very unique, and I think a lot of people are attracted to it. There's a lot of other side benefits, of course, that come with the metal roofs, and we'll get more into everything, of course, as we move into another segments. But energy efficiency, longevity, those are some important factors. Putting on a metal roof with concealed fasteners is huge. That way you don't have those ugly exposed screws showing through a metal roof because they can back out and cause problems, leak. All those issues we can completely avoid just by doing a concealed fastener. So there's a lot of great advantages. 65 to 75 year lifespan, make it maintenance free where you don't have to get up there and mess with anything. Save 30-35% on your energy bills just by switching to the metal material. Get your attic ventilated properly. All these things that go into turnkey service by Green Knight is the way to go.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll start with the aesthetics.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest driver.
For sure. I think here, yeah, definitely, because standing seam is king here in Central Texas when it comes to metal roofing. It is the Texas look. So a lot of people that are moving here from California and other states, you know, they like that look.
It's the Texas look. You know, being from Florida,
it's there too, of course.
Yeah, like yeah. All of those beachfront houses are standing seam.
Oh, I believe it.
You know, that there's an apartment complex just right up the street, that light blue one, almost to Round Rock, that's got the Galvalume standing seam roof. When I look at that building, I am transported right back to South Florida.
That's interesting. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I think I hear that a lot, being out and doing all these consultations with folks that are moving from California and those other states. They came from like a Mediterranean style, and then they're kind of switching to a more local. And then, so I always say that it's the Texas.
Yeah,
the Texas
I mean, it is, but
it's everywhere.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I think about standing seam is when it's done, and it's really tough to do on hip roofs.
You know, but they're my favorite on hip roofs, though.
It just looks like a sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks like a work of art. And, yeah, in fact, I was looking at roofs yesterday, driving around and thinking, okay, you know, man, I like that roof. I don't like that roof. What color?
Shane, it's a curse.
Yeah.
It is a curse. I've been in this industry for a long time, since 2008. I've been dealing with roofing in some sort with metal.
Right.
And everywhere you go, you're looking at roofs. You're looking at that roof. Oh, look at the gliocaps of magma on that one.
Right.
Ooh, look at that. You know, you're looking at all of that, and you're just kind of like, why am I looking at roofs? I'm like, I'm not even working right now. It's a weekend, and I'm like, ugh, it's a curse.
Yeah. So I really do think that, you know, when you see that, it's just that sculpture aspect of it is really just beautiful. And it's, for me, that is my favorite part of the metal roof is really the aesthetics. I am a function guy. Like, I want it to be functional. I want all the energy efficiency. I want to not have to worry about, you know, we had that windstorm last weekend. Mm-hmm. All those shingles blew off.
And you've got peace of mind because you know that metal roof's going to withstand up to 90 mile an hour winds.
And more than that.
And really more than that. Yeah, we know that. But from what it's tested to and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it just doesn't make sense not to have a metal roof. But looking at all that stuff, I get flustered thinking about it. Like, it really is the best roofing option. It's why we want to see it on every house. It's why, you know, when this guy's trying to sell metal roofs, God bless him. And I
say, whoa! Welcome back to the Nightly Advice Home Improvement Show with Shane Campbell. Call or text your questions at 512-836-0590.
And we're back. He's Brett. I'm Shane. The last commercial, Brett was like, is that the guy from Ghostbusters?
That's the Ghostbusters guy.
Yeah.
Ernie
Hudson.
Hudson. Gosh, I couldn't remember his
last name. He was also the warden from Oz.
Wasn't he also the principal in The Substitute?
He was.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, and not a good guy.
Interesting fact. I used to date Tom Berenger's niece. Wow. And I met Tom Berenger.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And had that worked out, you wouldn't be here today.
Yeah,
so there we go.
But it didn't work out, and here I am. So.
Right.
Long time ago.
Yeah, there's all kinds of pretty famous stories about Tom Berenger around town.
Yeah.
We're talking about metal roofs and movies and
apparently
Ernie Hudson and
yeah.
Tom Berenger and all kinds of stuff. Anyway.
Full of knowledge. Full of trivia knowledge.
Yeah. So types of metal roofs, you know, we've talked about standing seam. That's that long kind of vertical panel that goes from the top of the roof to the bottom, to the edge of the roof, you know, in roofing parlance, from the ridge to the eave.
Mm-hmm. And seamless means it's just from one end all the way to the other, just being one panel. Very similar to seamless gutters. When you have gutters put on, they're run from one end all the way down as one gutter instead of installed in sections.
Yeah, and I think we're going to do probably a listener event at the shop.
Okay.
And
yeah, that's a good idea.
Where, you know, once we get out of this pandemic portion, which, you know, if you listen to the experts, probably another month or so, and we'll be in the endemic stage and not the pandemic stage anymore. But when we get to that, we're going to probably do a listener event,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, show off the machines, because that's like the most fun part of this deal.
Yeah.
Is watching a piece of flat metal go in and watching a roof panel come out.
I can't tell you how many of my clients will go, while we're out there putting the roofs on, will go out there in their rocking chairs on their front porch, and we'll just park it and just watch us work.
Watch the guys do the roll for me.
And the funny thing is, they're not watching us because they think they have to watch us. They're just totally into us putting these roofs on, and they're
right.
totally into the process. They're fascinated by it. It's so funny to watch sometimes.
Yeah. So that, you know, that, so we'll do that. But yes, so on a standing seam metal roof, your roof panels are, for a company like us, custom made for your roof.
Mm-hmm.
And generally roll formed on site so that every panel goes to a particular location and it is measured down to like the quarter of an inch.
That's right.
And the panel is cut exactly for that roof.
That's right. And we stage them on the ground, and then they get put up on the roof and locked in place. And as I mentioned in the last segment, they conceal all the fasteners as they're attached. Another cool thing I like about the color finish standing seam that we do is that all of the material that we get, these large coils that go on our machine on the trailer and then feed in there and they make the panels on site, they have a plastic coating protecting the paint. And the reason that's so important is that while it's going through the machine and the metal's being manipulated into the shape of the panel, it's not getting scratched up while
right.
that's happening. So
right.
that's super important. In fact, when we take all the panels out, we actually leave the plastic on until it goes onto the house. Once it's on the structure, we then peel the plastic off so you got an immaculate finish.
Right. So
the little things.
Yeah, it really is the little things. So standing seam is the one kind of roof.
That's correct.
Now, we know that there is the Homeowners Association issue here in Central Texas,
mm-hmm.
where it's really all over the world or all over the country. You know, we have these homeowners associations, and people choose to live in these communities.
Everything's
with homeowners
associations.
Yeah. So you don't get broken down trucks and
parked on the lawns.
Yeah,
and things like that.
Right. You don't get the Sanford and Sons in the neighborhood, and it keeps up the appearances of a nice neighborhood.
Correct.
But then you can't, like, put what color, paint your house the color you want to paint.
Yep.
Your driveway has to be cleaned a certain amount of time.
Trash cans have to be put up in a certain location.
Right, or can't be seen. Yeah. Right. One of those things that we find is that you can't get, and they say this, although it's not actually legal, they say that you can't put on a metal roof. You have to put on this shingle, this asphalt shingle. Well, we have an answer to that.
Yes, we do.
we have a steel shingle that looks like an asphalt shingle, but you still get all the benefits of having a metal roof.
Correct. The impact certification that comes with the roof, the longevity, all that energy efficiency, it's all there. Lightweight, you bet.
Yeah. And not just that part of it. Mm-hmm. You have even a higher wind rating just from the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. Than even standing seam.
Correct.
So it's class, you know, it's Dade County approved, which means it's set for like 120 mile an hour winds.
Correct, 120.
So we're not going to get 120 mile an hour winds here in Central Texas unless you've got a tornado, and then that's a whole different problem. You don't have to worry about where your house is or mm-hmm. where your roof is. You're going to have to worry about where your house is.
Right.
And the same thing with standing seam. The standing seam roofs here, I tell this story all the time. You know, I had a client up in Temple who, you know, he wanted to put on a roof that was rated to class 5 storms.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted 150 mile an hour wind rating. And, you know, I actually went and did the research, said, okay, what's the highest wind gust we've had in up there? And really, you know, and this was outside of a tornado, but mm-hmm, near the, right. When the Gerald storms happened, what was that, 97?
97.
There was 60 mile an hour wind gusts.
Yeah. And I think we had some 60 mile an hour wind gusts when Hurricane Harvey came up the coast, and actually when we actually saw a hurricane, now granted it wasn't category 5 and all that at the time because it hit landfall and came up to Central Texas, but we had 65 mile an hour winds, and you could see, I personally saw asphalt shingle roofs getting blown off. And,
well, we saw asphalt shingles getting blown off
just the other day.
Right, the other day.
I mean, it could happen for sure.
Standing seam isn't coming off during that.
No.
So, and I think of this in the same way that I look at COVID or anything else. I look at, like, what are the odds,
mm-hmm.
right? I can build something to withstand 200 mile an hour winds. I'm not in a place that gets 200 mile an hour winds.
Right.
So I can spend the money and build that, but I don't have to. Well, it's not a likely scenario.
Well, if I was that guy, I'd be focusing more on what kind of storms we have here in Central Texas that are going to impact a roof more than high winds. And that's,
well, and I showed him that, and he went with it. And it's actually one of the roofs that we use in our brochures as a picture, because the picture just came out great. Joel went and took the picture, and it's a house in the middle of a field, and it's just a beautiful picture. Hip roof, buckskin with the right brick, had the creamy color in the brick, mm-hmm. and the house just came out beautiful. But yeah, you know, so it's knowing what you're preventing against, you know, and the metal roof, because he's out there in the middle of nowhere up in Temple, and he's not in Temple proper. He's east of 35 out in the farmland. You know, he's got to worry about kind of like what's happening down in Bastrop with fires and stuff.
Absolutely.
So his thing is, you know, to me, having a metal roof is going to prevent, you know, embers from flying over, landing on the house, catching the house on fire. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you've got to wait for the fire department to show up, in town you've got to wait 5 minutes.
Yeah, out in the farmland, there's a bunch of backcountry roads back there, and it is not close by.
Right, and it's volunteer firefighters.
Yeah.
You know, you're probably 10, 12 minutes before a firefighter gets there, before a fire truck gets there. So for fire rating, that kind of stuff, metal roofs are the best. And you can get that same look using an asphalt, looking like an asphalt shingle.
Without having the risks from it as well, right?
That's right. So you can beat the Homeowners Association. You can check out pictures of that at the Green Knight website at greennight.com. That's GREENKNIGHT.com. We're coming up on our last segment, and we're taking your calls and texts. 512-836-0590. We'll be happy to talk to you. We'll be right back after the break, and we'll finish up. And I say,
whoa. Welcome back to the Nightly Advice Home Improvement Show with Shane Campbell. Call or text your questions at 512-836-0590.
And we're back. He's Brett. I'm Shane. We're talking about carbon wood golf clubs. No,
that's in the break. Yeah.
We're talking about metal roofs. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, engineering your roof for the neighborhood or for the weather that you're going to get. Central Texas, we get hail. So you want to make sure you have a roof that's rated against hail.
Correct.
You are not going to penetrate a metal roof with hail. Not even the aluminum shingle roofs, which, you know, started their life as beer cans. You are not going to penetrate it, you know, and it's guaranteed not to, like up to golf ball or baseball size hail.
Yeah.
So metal roofs, you're going to be fine. And if it's golf ball size hail, you're not even going to know what happened.
Yeah. Personally, I've seen the worst I've seen with hail impacting our roofing systems was down in the San Antonio area. I think it was like 2015, somewhere around there. We had they got like softball size hail. I mean, 4.5, 5 inch in diameter, some ridiculous size hail. And I got up on this roof to inspect it to see how bad it was, and it was like a bomb went off. There's just dents everywhere. But as to your point, not one single penetration through the roof. It didn't even leak.
Right.
Not even one. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. It kept everything out from the outside from getting in.
Right. And, you know, if it's the normal size hail that we get, you won't even know what happened.
No. That's once in a century kind of hail.
Right. Which, unfortunately, is happening about every 10 years, but that's a whole other...
that's a whole other conversation.
Right. That's another reason to get metal roofs. That's another reason to get a metal roof. So we're not filling the landfill, you know, pulling the asphalt out of the ground, using it for, you know, a few years, and then putting it back into the ground in landfills. But I digress. That is the other thing. We try to recycle asphalt shingles because we want to do what's right for the environment. Yeah. Like we really believe in that. It's funny when Julie, Patrick's husband's from Eden, she posted about, hey, we're going to do kind of this launch thing. I'm like, hey, and he talked about punk rock. And I said, yeah, there's two things I love is punk rock music and environmentally conscious building. So
you were all about it, huh?
Right. And, I was making sure I was on the invite list. Luckily, I am, I guess. But no, I really think the environmental aspect of having a metal roof, just the fact that you don't have to tear it off and put it in the ground every 10 years, makes a lot of sense. Not just that, it's if for some reason you have to take off a metal roof, even say you bought a screw-down metal roof and you realize that, you know, 20, 25 years later that it didn't work out because of the screws and, you know, you're tired of replacing screws, or if you replace the screws so many times, there's not a whole lot you can do left with the roof. They're going to recycle that steel.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt about that. That's what we do as well. We have a place where we take all of our old steel and aluminum and different metal materials, and we get them right back in the system again.
Yeah.
We get them right back in the recycle centers and go from there.
And, you know, we try to recycle asphalt. There's like one person that does it in town, and it actually costs us to recycle.
Yeah.
Metal, when we want to recycle, we take it to them, and they give us a check.
Yeah, they'll pay. Give us a little bit. But,
yeah, no, it's pennies. It's pennies.
It is.
But the metal's being reused, all this stuff. Like this asphalt shingle stuff, there's really nothing you can do with it. So from an environmental standpoint, boy, asphalt's just not good.
No, it's not. It's just a terrible system in general, just because it's designed to break down in the UV light.
Well, that's what the granules are for, right? Yeah, that's the granules are to protect the...
Oh, the granules. Yeah, well, it's all connected to oil, and oil is going to dry out.
Right.
And then what happens to the granules? They come right off.
Right.
Come right down.
And there's not as much oil. There's not as much asphalt in the roof. I mean, it's just so much wrong with it. There really is.
And with those granules, people ask me, like, what is it like walking on a roof that the granules are coming off on? Well, imagine a gravel road at about a 25-degree angle.
Right. Right. Good point.
Yeah, it is very dangerous for people to walk on when the granules start coming off. And it generally happens after a hailstorm on an old asphalt roof. It's already starting to lose the granules. But once the hailstones hit it, it's just everything gets loose.
And yeah.
It's real, real scary. So be very careful accessing your roof if you're ever inspecting it and doing things like that. Keep that in mind.
Yeah. Good point, man. The answer to that is metal, right? The answer to that is metal. You can get virtually any color you want. In fact, when we're talking about the standing seam, you know, we can go and have colors. You know, if you want a particular color, you know, you have to purchase a certain amount. So it doesn't make sense to do it on a shed. But
sure.
If you've got a decent sized house and you want a particular color, if you want it for your business, you can have a custom color done. Again, there are supply chain issues. One of those supply chain issues is paint. You know, it's what happens when we put the finger on the scale of what businesses can work and what businesses can't. But it's kind of the same thing, right? Like the paint, paint isn't essential, so they close up a little bit and... But, they need the paint for the metal. Yeah. And now, so it's everybody's...
Same, yeah, it's the same as, like, the computer chips in the vehicles and not having enough computer chips, so all the people are waiting for new cars and all that.
Right.
It's the same concept, but just different industry.
Yeah. So, same thing, but you can have it whatever color you want.
Yeah.
You know, particularly with standing seam.
Well, I know that with standing seam here in Central Texas, some of our most popular colors. I see a lot of homes here in
four colors, right?
There's four colors, right? But like what I see a lot of, there's a lot of limestone in this region, of course. So a lot of homes are built with limestone siding, and it's very, very light. I always tell my clients the same things: just make sure that you're not matching your siding color with your roof color, because it's going to be just one big.
Right. You want a contrast. White,
yeah. You want to have contrast.
And if you have the whiter stone, go with the cool colors.
Yes.
And black is actually a cool color, but charcoal gray, black, something like that.
Yeah. Dark bronze is the one.
Well, dark bronze is the one if you've got some yellow in your stone. Right. There are some that are really white, and there's some white with some yellow. Like my house, I've got a little bit of that yellow in there.
I agree.
Dark bronze makes perfect sense for me. Mm-hmm. Where the charcoal or black really doesn't.
But here's one thing the dark bronze does do, and that is there's a lot of people that will, when they're remodeling their homes, they'll remodel the windows as well. And a lot of these windows, these modern windows, have like a bronze frame to it,
right,
around it, especially, you know, then you have that contrast with that bronze framing on the window with the limestone, and then the roof matches the
windows
the
and
window
doors.
Trims, and it just pops.
Yeah.
I mean, pops.
Well, we see that modern farmhouse. Modern farmhouse is white, so it'll be the white stone or hardy board painted white.
Or a brick painted white. I've seen a lot of that, too.
With black windows, black door, black roof.
Yep.
And it looks amazing. You know, the other thing, and I was just thinking about it, a lot of times when you talk about doing gutters, the gutter color will really closely match, but one's aluminum, one's steel.
Yeah, different manufacturers,
right,
but still very close.
Yeah, and you can pay a little bit more, I say a little bit more, quite a bit more to put box gutter, and it can be done out of the same material. But generally speaking, what you want to do is you want to match your gutter color to your roof,
mm-hmm,
and then your downspout color to your wall.
That's what most people do. Now, you can kind of mix match that a little bit and or whatever, but that's pretty common.
Yeah. So, looks like we're getting close to the end of the day.
There's the music.
There it is.
We could probably talk metal roofs for about 4 hours. We could do a four-hour show about metal roofing.
We could. We could. And thankfully, we're not.
Should we? That's another question.
Right.
Right.
Right. So, just want to thank everybody for listening. Again, you can check out Green Knight Metal Roofing at greenknight.com. Thanks to Sam, Brett, thank
yep.
you. Thanks, KLBJ. And more importantly, thank you to the listeners who are spending your time with us. We really appreciate it. Have a good weekend, and we will see you in a couple of weeks. We're going to be off next week.